to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
soon as I stopped worrying
how the story is,
when I let go,
I let God,
let Him have,
let God have His way.
That's when things
start happening. When I stopped looking at back then,
when I let go,
let God have his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in your hands that everything will be alright.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story is,
I can let go. Let God, let go, and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God. Oh, let go. And let God. Let go. And let God. Oh, let go. And let God. He's the only one with the answers. Just let God. He can handle it all. Yes, He can. Let God. With tears in your eyes. Just let God.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Stations. It is 4:07 in the AM, riding with Tony Smith, Don Corey Washington, and JP up here at Gospel Jazz Stations. We'll be here until 6 a.m. in the morning. Give us a call at 201-692-2012. Once again, the number here is 201-692-2012. All right, about to get into some more music. Brother Tone is taking a little break. I don't know where Don Corey Washington is. Probably taking a break, too. He's downstairs, too, I was just told. But JP is holding it down for you guys up here at Gospel Jazz Stations, 89.1 FM. We're also streaming live on the web at WFDU.FM. Give us a call up here, 201-692-2012. Hit us up at MySpace at Gospel Jazz Stations on MySpace, and you'll be able to tag on to each of our individual MySpace, Tony's, Don Corey, and JP. All right, about to get into some Lisa Scott Bailey and Fill This Place here at WFDU Gospel Jazz Stations, 89.1 FM. Thank you.
living for you, only meant giving all I had. Giving my time, giving my trust, giving my love. But the more I try to give, the more you let me live. Oh, you give your love to me
unconditionally.
Your tender ways have captured my heart abundantly.
You keep on blessing
me. Keep on giving.
Keep on giving.
No words could express. You're down. They're talking about you when you're in a mess. Never lending a helping hand. Oh, though sometimes I slip and fall, I can hear your gentle call telling me to try again. What you're giving to me, that's what you're giving to me, what you're giving, oh yeah, oh, good measure, and it's pressed down,
shaking together,
running over,
that's what you're giving to me,
that's what you're giving, what you're giving to me.
Turn up a Jedi, heat the bar. butter cookies, drinking on a great knee high. Plain pork rind smothered in Louisiana. Hot sauce hit the spot with the pop rocks. We wasn't rich, but we wasn't broke. But that government cheese always had me knocking on the heaven's door. Don't get me started on that ice cream, man. Cause when that truck came, then everybody from the block came. No shirt, cut off jeans with the flip flops. Lips red, pink, and blue from the bomb pops. And when he didn't come, we all hit the candy lady. But one buck got you chips and a freeze cup. Friday nights was spaghetti slaw and fish night. Flavorade in my cup with a lot of ice. The Dukes of Hazzard in Dallas was on the radar. And still to this day, you wonder who shot JR. When it was cool just to walk to the farm, but had to be home before it got dark. We going when the neighbors used to keep us in check. You did what they said, showing respect. We going when you could fight and everything would be cool. The next day when you saw them at school, we going when everything was so simple there. It sounds wild, but do you remember that? You called your house the crib with the back cave in. I need love, will be blazing through the airwaves. You know what I mean, I'm talking about your first crush. You swore your feelings was love when it was just lust. And when you couldn't find words to get your point across, you put your phone to the speaker and said, check this out. You used to talk for like hours until your ears hurt. And then another 2 hours to see who heard the first. You even
Everybody.
But anyway, we have our West Coast correspondent on the line. What's going on, Kevin?
Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'll send you those that Soul Life track to your brother.
He was like, I was holding my head.
You should have saw him, Kevin. He didn't know what to do. I was waiting for one of them to jump in on that.
I just wanted to hear what was going on.
both of his brothers were stuck.
That make a brother want to go to the altar right there.
That's right.
That was sick.
I just had to be in meditation. Listen. Be swift to hear.
Wow. Man. Definitely enjoying the show as always, man. Y'all doing your thing, holding it down.
Thank you, bro.
And sit there. Good to hear from you.
Well, same here.
She said she was FBI, Secret Service, all that. She's doing her thing.
Yeah, so you better be careful.
Yeah, because she just showed up on you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, she just popped up.
Making sure y'all weren't acting up in there.
No, we weren't acting the fool. Nah. We weren't cutting up too much. Nah.
More than usual.
Well, yeah. I mean, what can we say about Don Corey? He gonna beat Don Corey no matter what.
Leave Don Corey alone, okay,
thank
Kevin?
You, every week now. Every week.
Stop picking on Don, you know? Give him a break.
You know how devil is. He only leave you for a season.
Now, see, you starting up, too. Now, you leave Kevin alone.
He has to play referee between these two.
Wow.
But it was good to talk to you over the weekend. We JP and I were sitting, it was about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. JP,
it was 5 in the morning.
Nah, 5. I think Denzel was watching us.
right. No, it was about 1 o'clock. Yeah, about 1 o'clock in the morning. We called Kevin. We were sitting and getting some grub on after performing Saturday night in Seaford, Delaware. And I don't know, we got onto some subject. I said, let me call Kevin. And Kevin said he needed to get some sleep, too, because he had to get up early for sunrise service, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was up for 6 a.m. service, man.
Did you get about an hour?
I did at 9 o'clock, and then I did. No, it actually went from 6 to about 8:30. They was churching, man.
Okay.
And then I went to a 9 o'clock, and then went to our 11:30, but you know, different places.
Right.
But my home church, yeah. So, yeah, church was on Sunday, man, so I came home with Christ.
Okay.
Yeah, Tony and JP said they church enough for Easter.
Yes, indeed. Yes, sir.
they was hypocrites on Sunday.
Actually, no, I went to church.
No, JP went to church.
I had a 12 o'clock service.
Okay.
Did you do sunrise?
Yeah, I did sunrise.
Just changed from one pillow to another.
No. I was on Route 13 as the sun was rising.
Oh, good eye. Also, it was that late.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't get in bed till late, about 3:30, because both of them, I didn't know JP was watching it too, but we got hooked on a Denzel Washington movie.
Got hooked.
Should have been sleeping, but we were watching some TV.
Man, yeah, so Sunday night, man. Well, Sunday after church, JP, I guess Tony was kind of giving him a little bit of insight, but this was a one of
the. No, he didn't give me no insight. He didn't tell me nothing.
I didn't tell him nothing.
For those of y'all that have children and the fathers who have daughters, this was a story that I've been praying I didn't have faith, but my daughter's, which was 12. But looking like she's 16, 17, you know, yeah. McDonald's and all that messed these kids up, you know. So I have to, you know, stay prayerful, man, that I'm not some knuckleheads, you know. So there's a young man at my church. His father plays the organ for us. So he plays drums, and he's always, you know, talking about my daughter to his dad. So his dad's like, you know, my son likes your daughter. I was like, you know. How old is she? 16, 17? I said, no, my daughter's 20. He's awesome. So that started it. So,
well, how old is his son?
His son is 12.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, he always thinking my daughter was older, he never would approach her. So as soon as his father told her how old my daughter was, that just started it. So, you know, every time when they go to choir rehearsal, he's supposed to be playing the drums, but he's too busy, you know, staring my daughter down, right? So this Sunday, I guess he built up enough strength to write her a letter.
Ah.
So she comes and said, Dad, look what this boy gave me. And I was like, who? He said, JP. I mean, not JP. DJ is his name.
You get nervous and upset every time you think about it, right?
I said, DJ. He said, yeah, DJ. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So I said, you give me that note. And she said, no, I'm going to keep it. I said, well, don't you give your numbers out to nobody. If he wants a number, you tell him to give you his number. So when I get home, I'm sitting here, and about 9:30, my daughter comes in here. You know, she tries to switch her phone for the phone in here because she'd been talking so long, she had ran the battery down on her phone. Right. And I was like, what you doing? Who you talking to? Oh, I'm just my friend. And so I said, well, it's 9:30. It's time to get off the phone. And I forgot they were out for Easter break.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So but I had to get off the phone. And maybe 15 minutes later, the phone rings. And I just say, hello? Oh, I have the wrong number. And they hang up on me. I said, it's a devil. It's a boy. I just knew it. Right. Another 5 minutes later, phone rings again, same number, and hello.
Thank God for caller ID.
Hey, what's up, Kevin Moore? I said, who? What's up, Kevin Moore? I said, who is this? DJ. I said, DJ who? Demetrius, son. I said, well, who are you calling for? Is Taylor there? I said, DJ, go to bed. It's 9:40. I said, Taylor, can't you be calling my house after 9 o'clock? How'd you get my number? Okay, I'm going to bed. Don't be calling me Kevin Moore.
That's right, a 12-year-old call. Hey, what's up, Kevin Moore?
He didn't know what to say, so that's the first thing that came out of his mouth.
Yeah, this DJ trying to get on my good side.
You had shocked him.
The DJ, I said, boy, if I had a gun reason that phone, the ring on that. So I told my daughter, I said, the new stipulations is, you tell a boy if they want to talk to you, they got to show me a report card with straight A's. Mm. And she said, oh, well, I guess I won't be having no
boyfriend. Oh, well. That knocks that out.
See how bad they want to talk for straight A's. Let me see it. That might pass the first test. So in that case, what would you have done, JP?
Well, first of all, for a 12-year-old to call you, hey, what's up, Kevin Moore? I would have straightened him out right then and there. He said, it's Mr. Moore to
say
you.
Say what? Brother Moore, something. You got to put a handle on it.
Oh, what's up, Kevin Moore?
Like, put a handle on that.
Like he grown, too.
But he was shocked. So that's the first thing that came out of his mouth.
You told me that.
What did you say? What's up, Kevin Moore?
Shocked and busted.
DJ. DJ who?
I said, man, you got to tell that story on Tuesday night because I know what JP would have done. What you would have done?
Oh, JP probably would have.
Go ahead, JP.
Because, you know, he's from the Boulevard.
He's from the, right, he's from the Ave.
Go to the,
from the Ave.
Can't say go to the principal's office. What do you say?
Kevin, what time did he call you?
It was about 9:45, man. First he called at 9:30 and hung up on me, or 9:35, talking about he had the wrong number, but I knew it was the same number. But I would check him on Sunday.
Call ID, he didn't think.
He's 12 years old. He don't know any better.
You know where he live at?
Well, I mean, I know it's his dad personally, yeah.
Oh, we ain't talking about
his dad. His dad is a minister of music, yeah.
Okay, we ain't talking about his dad. I don't care how much a minister of music he is.
See,
they live on the outskirts. That's about an hour drive out to the house.
Listen, they will be in the inskirts.
You live in Petaluma?
You do not call my house after 9 o'clock for my daughter. And what is your intentions with my daughter?
Yeah.
This is what I take them through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just going to the movies. I've been to the movies before, too.
What y'all talking about at 9?
You ain't talking about nothing. Trust me. I knew what I was trying to talk about, so you ain't too far from what I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Bible study?
I don't want no Bible study, though.
So you're going to get studied. May not be. And you know what? It will be with the Bible.
The scriptures.
Yeah.
Thus readeth.
You know about the rod? Spare the rod, spoil the child?
Yes, sir.
But that child would not be spoiled.
Fearful to fall into the angry hands.
I had a
hands of an angry God.
My oldest daughter, when she first went out on a date, and me and her mom took them on a date. So they sitting in the back seat, taking them to the movies, and the guy goes, So I said, so where y'all going? He said, well, you're taking us to the movies. I said, okay, what you going to do in the movies? Well, we're just going to watch the movies, Mr. Parker. I said, you going to try to hold my daughter's hand? He said, no. I said, why not?
I'm just confused about that.
That's what father's supposed to do.
Have the enemy in derision.
I said, what's wrong? She's not attractive enough? No, she's pretty. I said, oh, now you're looking at my daughter like that? She's pretty?
I
said, you going to try to kiss her? He said, I don't know what to say.
Because you're right.
Why not?
Yeah, I put the fear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have to. This is new to me, man, so I got to come.
Oh, just call me, Kev. Just call me. I had no problem taking the trip out to San Francisco.
Consultation.
Yeah,
but, you know, I know you can't keep them locked down. But
no, you can't keep them locked down. But basically what I told my daughter is you want a man that's going to respect you. I said, because what a man is supposed to do is once the father gives the blessings, he's pretty much taking the role of the father, that you're going to take care of this woman beyond what I can possibly take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if I'm not hurting her, you shouldn't be hurting her.
Yes, sir.
And that's the bottom line, because I said so. And it's not up for discussion.
It ain't up for discussion.
No, it's not up for discussion. Case closed. I remember one time my daughter dated this roughneck guy, and he's doing some things. We're sitting there shooting pool. I said, look, step outside. Me and you got to talk. You know, took this guy out to dinner and the whole nine. He come in late. Comes and he says, yo, what up? I said, what up? And I can't say what I said.
Poor thing. No, messed up.
But,
you went Peter on him, huh?
Yeah, I did go Peter on him. I pulled this joker outside, man, and went to work.
Wow.
No, I had to go to work. He was disrespectful. So my daughter said, oh, Daddy, you're embarrassing me. I said, I'd rather embarrass you now than for you to get hurt later.
Mm-hmm.
So then she called. She said, you know that guy I was dating? I ain't with him no more. I said, you better not be. So, you know, sometime, you know, children have to live and learn just like we had to. But I think it comes to the point where you want your children to make the right choices with the right people. Of course, we can't pick who they should love or who they're going to be with, but you're not going to be with no knucklehead.
Yeah, that's true.
That I'm going to pick. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Because there will be a price to pay.
Oh, yeah.
You getting that, Tony?
I got it, brother. I got it. Got you, Kev. We're in the same boat.
Oh, I'm going to give him pointers, too.
Well, Tony got the Secret Service around him, so he ain't got to worry.
Oh, yeah, he ain't got to worry. He's straight. He's straight.
They ain't getting close anyway.
In fact, they're right outside, right in the van, right now.
Oh, that's who that car was.
My car.
There's
a
get van. Out the way.
There's a van in the parking spot over here.
Hey, Kev, yeah. Kev, wish you were with us this past weekend, man. You would have had a party, brother, in Seaford, Delaware with us.
Man, well, let me know next time. I know, yo, JP was holding it down.
Oh, JP was doing his thing, man.
Man, I had to play bass.
What?
I had to play bass.
He was playing bass synth. He had two keyboards, synth. Oh. Bass on top and there's a keyboard on the bottom, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
But he held it down.
Did Tony bring out the weapon?
What? Did he what? You know, when you think Tony ain't gonna do something, he do it.
Yeah.
It was at the grand finale. He playing. We sitting up there jamming.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden Tony jump off the stage.
What?
What?
Goes in the back where the food is.
Uh-huh.
Some ladies sitting back there.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Wait, Tony. Wait. Ooh, Tony. Pretty much like that video.
Tony runs back to the stage. He said, yo, you got to get me out of here. He said, JP, you got to get me out of here. Uh-huh. It was crazy. Yeah, he committed himself.
We had a good time. But
it was crazy.
Just some of the people were there, man. Suits for days, all different colors.
Suits
from the rainbow. Oh, Easter. Yeah, it was Easter. It was Easter.
No, it was Easter. All right.
It was Easter, all right.
Hold on.
Easter correlation.
This one brother had on see the color of that the background and that
burnt orange.
Take it two shades lighter. With some alligators with the orange stripe going in front of the alligator shoe. Yeah. with a white Stetson.
Oh yeah. Suits come in a plastic candy wrapper bag.
He came and he said, yo, my brother. He said, man, I ain't never heard music like that before, my brother. He said, man, but I'm gonna be listening to y'all and I'm coming next year. Y'all did your thing.
He's looking like a black Tony the Tiger.
What? What? Don't think he wasn't when he was. It was crazy.
You know, neighborhood story.
Hold on. One dude had on a white suit, but it was so long, I thought it was a trench coat.
I can't say no. The jacket.
Really.
So, hold on. One brother that was sitting with us, he said, yo, bro, that's a nice suit. I got to get a suit like that. Yeah. Yeah, it was like that. It was like this. It was just like this. Don't lie. He's like, yo, brother, what's
time
up?
To go to the tailor.
He said, I'm looking clean, ain't I? He said, bro, I said, yeah, I got to give me a suit like that, bro. This little young brother.
Now, you know they listen to me, y'all, bro.
So what?
Y'all got Delaware.
Didn't get a chance to go to the tailor.
You know, the sleeves all long, yeah, and flapping in the wind.
Alteration.
Hold on. With black shoes.
That's all that.
With black shoes.
Why do we do that? People, why do we do that to ourselves?
That's your cousins.
Hold on. No, I can't say
that. And a hat.
No, don't go there with that one. That'll have to be behind the scenes.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. JP, did you see what just walked by? Did you see what walked by? I said, I saw that earlier, man. I had to shake my head.
Kev, I can't.
It's one of those Lisa moments.
He's biting his
tongue. Did the electric slide up this bunch?
No, but we could.
It might as well
have. Might as well have.
Kev, all I could say, if you was there.
Kevin would have had us in
stitches. I had to leave the table. That's how bad it was. I had to leave the table.
You know, Pastor Wilson was cutting up. Neil was cutting up. Everybody was cutting up.
Well, people was cutting up with Pastor. Well,
he's got to bite his tongue on that. He'll have to tell you behind the scenes on that. Okay. We'll have to tell you behind the scenes, brother. But it definitely was something to be seen. It was good. We had a good time. We'll be back there next year, man.
Okay. Well, again, shout out to all those out there. And, Miss Cece, right?
Miss Cece, man.
Cece.
And Brown Skin 007. He has one of your songs on his profile, man. So
yeah, appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got a few hits, man, I guess, off of, you know, people in that area. Just definitely, they're getting the word out about gospel jazzation.
Yes.
Man, the great music that's going forward. So y'all keep doing your thing, man. And I'm gonna be cool on you tonight, Don. You my boy.
Thank you, Kevin.
He said he's gonna be cool on you tonight.
Tonight.
I had a new fish last week, and that was Sister Nicole. Nicole, I gotta tell this. I don't know if she's listening.
She probably is.
She emailed me, and I asked her, did she get the Easter basket? And she said, no, I didn't get Easter basket. I said, someone told me you had Easter basket with a chocolate covered possum. And so I said, I know how much you like candy, right? So she goes, no, I don't do that. You know, I don't eat Easter basket. No, candy is for kids, just like tricks are for kids. I said, well, JP told me he saw you running down 125th Street with an Easter basket and a bag of hot fries. Get out of my way. The bag of hot fries.
Kevin is
and I'm out.
And he's out.
Kevin is he said hot fries.
A bag of hot fries running down 125th Street.
Kevin.
With a greasy bag of hot fries at that.
In a brown paper bag.
In a brown paper bag, that's right.
Looking all spotted.
Hot fries from where?
It don't matter.
Don't matter. That's 125th Street.
Oh, gosh, Lord, help me to hold my tongue. I could just imagine on 125th Street.
Never mind. 453 in the air. Hey, Kev, you got to call back. You got to speak to JP behind the scenes. Did he speak to you behind the scenes about those tickets? Oh, see, that's the cold now. I'm going to put her on. Hello?
That went over his head. I was talking about chips, hot fried chips. Remember those?
Oh, okay, in the bag.
You can find those too.
Don't do it.
Where you get hot fried?
You want to back up? You want to back up?
Went way over your head.
No, actually, I did think about the bag at first.
And then what happened?
Well, I got another vision.
Okay.
But I can't.
Same thing I tell my students. The first answer you pick, keep it.
No.
No, because then they put the wrong answer like you just did.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely out. I got to get out. My kids are on vacation, so I'm doing playing the daddy thing. What's going on?
Hold on. We talked to you behind the scenes.
Okay. Peace.
He'll have to call back because I won't be able to put him on at the same time, JP.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
So call on back here. We're going to put you on, bro.
Go take a bath.
Don't call us sick.
Here's Kevin Moore, y'all.
You better not call it sick.
Go take a bath.
You better not call it sick.
Oh, boy.
Put some clean pajamas on.
I would tell you to go take a bath, but you just have an owl.
Say what?
you still working in with an outhouse?
I can't stand him. Thank you, Kevin. Call back so you can speak to JP behind the scenes, man.
Tweety Bird. Oh. With your big old Tweety Bird head.
With your polo socks on. Your members only jacket.
That's all right, your
members only jacket.
Hey, wait a minute. I was at Macy's today in the mall.
And they still
you know,
have
they're bringing that stuff back.
You lying.
They are.
My friend said, remember these members all?
You lying.
It's the same kind of material, that slick.
Slick kind of glossy, right? A little semi-gloss.
At Macy's.
Man. When you get too close to heat on those, they start melting.
Well, you know, these clothes always come full circle, man.
And don't forget the jelly shoes.
Oh, yeah.
It came in different colors.
Marshmallows.
So Leslie got some of them. With the white boots.
With the white boots, right, Kev?
Yeah, white jelly.
So y'all don't throw out those clothes that you have today. They may be coming back.
That's how you know.
20 years from now.
Yeah. That's Kirk Whalum say back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah. All right. So I'll call right back, JP.
All right, man. Here's Kevin Moore right here. Peace be still. Right here, Gospel Jazz Asians, WFDU 89.1 FM. Shout out to Robin out there in South Africa. Thank you for tuning in, girl. Hope you're enjoying the program.